As international and local authorities mark the end of the supervised portion of Kosovo's independence, the ceremony put the country's government largely in charge of its own affairs. Daniel Server at Johns Hopkins University's School of Advanced International Studies says people govern best when they are held responsible.
I don't think there's any advantage any longer in not having the authorities, elected authorities, clearly responsible and accountable for how Kosovo is governed.
Still, the European Union's rule of law mission will remain in the country, and so will NATO peacekeeping troops. Kurt Volker of Arizona State University's McCain Institute for International Leadership says this latest step should not be seen as a major change.
It would be a shame, and it would be risky for any particular party in Kosovo to try to take advantage of the ending of international supervision to press their particular view or their particular interest right away in Kosovo.
One main feature of the international plan for Kosovo was decentralization to ensure guaranteeing the rights of minorities, especially in the Serbian-populated north. Daniel Server says this challenge remains unresolved.
The north is controlled from Belgrade, not from Pristina, so that's not decentralization, that's partition, de facto partition. And that's something I don't want to see, and I don't think Europe wants to see, I don't think the American government wants to see.
Server says the issue should be resolved through negotiations with Serbia. Volker, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, agrees.
In the long run, northern Kosovo needs to be integrated as part of Kosovo. It's part of one country. And it needs to have as much local independence as possible to respond to the concerns and the needs of the people that live there.
Talks between Belgrade and Pristina were disrupted last year after tensions in Kosovo's border with Serbia. They are expected to resume in coming months. About 90 out of 195 nations have recognized Kosovo as a country so far. Both Kosovo and Serbia want to enter the European Union, but Serbia's chances are marred by a lack of progress in its relationship with Kosovo, and 5 EU members have yet to recognize Kosovo.
The EU itself has to convince those 5 recognizers that the time has come for them to recognize Kosovo within its well-accepted borders, and that will help to improve the relationship between Kosovo and the EU.
Server says that while Serbia's hurdles are mostly political, Kosovo has both political and technical challenges. With the end of supervised independence, it is up to Kosovo authorities to address problems such as corruption and high unemployment. For VOA News, I'm Keira Kostreci.